Good morning. This is I Love North Vancouver Real Estate, and we have a repeat guest, Tanya Powell from Powell Painting. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you.
So Powell Painting is a local North Vancouver company, been in business for 10 years, and Tanya has a crew of 40 and growing expert painters. And with the spring real estate market looming, we've asked Tanya to come on the show, and we want to talk about painting your house to sell. I know a lot of realtors, and quite often that's one of the, they'll tend to go in and talk to homeowners and give them a long list of to-dos, and painting is often on the list. So thanks for joining us, Tanya.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So curious, people, when they're getting their house ready to sell, they'll have a budget of how much money they could spend. And so first off, if the realtor is saying paint everything, but the budget is smaller than paint everything, how do you narrow it down, and what kinds of things should a homeowner look for in terms of deciding to do outside, inside, a little bit of each? Tell us what things help to sell the house.
I believe definitely first impressions. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, some exterior trim is rotting by the front door, or there's a gutter leaking and it's obviously showing water stains, I always recommend fixing that. And we go in and seal those and clean it up. So if you're on a tight budget, you try and minimize the flaws.
Yes.
And maximize the good things about the house. And sometimes that's just hitting certain things with paint and not mm-hmm. everything. So we'll go through and make those choices.
Right.
Often instead of doing extensive refurbishing of walls, we'll just run with a lower sheen because that'll clean it up and still make it look fresh. There's lots of ways to do that and to do it on a budget. Maybe we don't do ceilings. Maybe we adjust the wall color so the ceilings look whiter. There's
okay.
lots of ways to work around it.
Right. But I'm guessing that for the most part, any money you put into painting, you probably get out on the sale.
Always. Biggest right. bang for your buck, no matter what.
Right.
That's why it's such a good industry.
Yeah. And in terms of painting the inside of a house, if somebody was going to do the entire house, so we're talking about a 3,000 square foot house,
mm-hmm.
what kind of timeline is something like that going to take when a family's actually living in there?
When a family's actually living there, we tend to go through and we make a plan. So we
okay.
tend to do the common areas first. That way they get to see the positive change. And they buy in, and then we'll do a bedroom a day, basically.
I see.
Yeah, we'll get in there, get the bedroom done, and get out so that the child or that person can sleep in there that night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're minimizing the impact on the family. It's already stressful enough getting ready to move and sell. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Those realtor lists are usually fairly long.
Yes.
And then I know that when you look at real estate pictures online, it's usually very neutral. When you get stagers in, they try to depersonalize the house.
Yes.
So from a painting perspective, quite often people, if you've lived in the house for many years, if you've made it your own, you might have some colors that you like and accent walls. How do you work around that, trying to tell people, like, depersonalize, make this more appealing to the masses?
Yeah, I think if somebody's made the decision to sell,
yes,
their buy-in's already there.
Okay.
And once they hear the same thing a few times, they're like, okay, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So we'll often go in and give examples, show some other homes that have been neutralized. What does it look like?
Yeah.
What did it sell for? The realtors are really good at doing that. Here's your comparables, right?
Right.
So that they've already got an idea of what they're doing. If a person really doesn't want to sell, I can almost tell. And it's most likely so we won't necessarily do as much.
Yeah.
So we'll play it a little bit, make sure that, you know, we don't ruin everything about the house. We'll give them a freshen up. So at least if they stay, it's still a little bit for them. So
right.
a feature wall here or there is okay.
Yeah.
I think it's still okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. It gives the house a little personality.
Right. And have you seen any mistakes if you've, you know, worked with a realtor or designer to help sell, that something that somebody maybe hasn't done that you've?
I often find that, especially on a lot of homes where they wipe out everything and they make it all one color,
uh-huh.
it becomes really stark.
Yeah.
So you lose the hominess feel. Or if you go too white, suddenly the floors look like they need refinishing. So you have to
right.
balance what you're doing with the paint, with the age of the home, the condition of the home, and who is your target market. So
yeah.
you really got to think of those things because you don't want to make, often I see that. I see a home gone far too white and it just doesn't suit the house. There's a lot of other things that I would have done differently.
Okay. And what about things like floorboards and railings and trim and stuff? How important is that for selling?
I think anything visual, my biggest pet peeve is cracks. I hate
oh, okay.
when a trim is not caulked in. It's one of the really biggest things we do. We only use elastomeric or caulking with stretch to it. And that way our caulking actually never cracks out. So I'll go through a home that was built 2 years ago and everything. I'm actually doing one right now. We have to recaulk the entire crown top and bottom. So they use cheap caulking, and as the house settles, all those cracks open up. So that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And I find once you close those gaps and just give it a quick cleanup coat, things look 100 times better. It all of a sudden is move-in ready. That move-in ready is really important.
Okay.
In a market with a lot of inventory, it's even more important.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And for exteriors, if someone can't do the whole outside to sell, would you recommend a front door, the window trim? What kinds of things do you talk about for the exterior?
First impressions. So what do you see when you first pull up to the house? Often it's cleaning up the front entrance because that's really the first impression.
Okay.
Often it just needs a wash will go a long way.
Okay.
So just to give the house a rinse, right? Plant some flowers, those types of things, add some pots, right?
Yep.
You can hide a lot in a way of just visually making it more inviting in the entrance.
Okay.
And so you don't have to always break the bank painting before you sell.
Right.
I always recommend plan ahead.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about selling in the next 5 to 10 years and you're painting, do an extremely good job. And that finish will simply need a rinse and puff up.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you got to enjoy that finish for many years.
Exactly.
Too many times we go in and we do a fresh, why didn't I do this years ago?
Because now they're moving. I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that to me is disappointing that they lived in that state. And all of a sudden, I've actually had homeowners not sell and postpone for like a year because they wanted to enjoy it. And they weren't quite ready, really.
Right.
But they really
got
to enjoy the finish of it more and then they were ready to sell. Yeah. It's nice.
Okay, so Vancouver is a very wet place. So we often get such heavy rain, rainy months, March, April, May.
Yes.
Can someone paint their house in Vancouver before we hit hot June and July?
If we hit hot
June and July.
This past year, 2016, we started pressure washing in March.
Really?
Because the weather actually allowed it.
Yeah.
So if we see the weather changing and I watch all kinds of weather forecast stuff, we were ready. And so we hit the ground running because summer was not looking so good.
No.
And so it said we would have a really nice spring and a not so great summer. And we did not let anyone down this year.
So you're like Farmer's Almanac too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You have to watch that. Yeah, I would say that's one of the really important things is watching the weather and making sure that things are done at the right time. If it's too hot, you also can't paint. So the spring can be a really good time to paint as long as there's not too much rain.
Okay.
So, and then we use a moisture reader all the time to do the reading on that.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you do the washing? Do you power wash through your customer?
Yeah, if we don't, we refer bigger crew that does. So a lot of our strata work, we refer somebody else. We actually refer a lot of trades. I kind of have a group of us that work together closely on homes. So once we're in there, we tend to be referring other people, experts that I know won't damage our work and will be able to do the job properly and I can trust them to do it. So we recommend Sea to Sky pressure washing.
Okay. I know that company.
Arco's great.
So any other top tips that come to mind for the homeowner thinking of selling in the spring market when it comes to painting?
Plan ahead. Yes.
Yeah.
Plan ahead. The best plans always execute the best, right? You don't go on vacation without making a plan. So, you know, you don't want to sell your biggest investment without a plan.
Yeah. And small things can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Staging is one of the biggest things I've noticed lately.
Right. And you work with stagers as well.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It is huge. So how can people find you?
Oh, you can Google powellpainting.ca. Or you can phone 604-314-8178 and you'll reach the direct company cell.
Nice. Well, thanks again for joining us, Tanya. And I hope you have a great spring and awesome summer of good painting and good weather in Vancouver.
Thanks, Marcy.
Okay, thanks.